The House of Representatives approved a series of foreign aid bills on Saturday that allocate substantial funds, including $60.8 billion for Ukraine's aid, $26.38 billion for Israel's assistance, and $8 billion towards the Indo-Pacific region's support.
One bill, providing $8 billion in military assistance to the Indo-Pacific area, including Taiwan, passed the House with an overwhelming majority of votes. Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib from Michigan was the sole member who voted present. The Ukraine foreign aid bill secured passage. Liam White reporting.
Iraqi authorities stated they were probing an explosion that struck a base belonging to the Popular Mobilization Forces, an Iran-allied militia coalition, resulting in one fatality and eight injuries.
Militia officials initially described the blast at the Kalsu military base, a former U.S. facility handed over to Iraqi forces in 2011, as an airstrike, attributing it to U.S. forces. However, the U.S. Central Command issued a statement denying any involvement in airstrikes within Iraq. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
On Friday, lawyers representing the New York Attorney General urged Judge Arthur Engoron to reject former President Donald Trump's $175 million bond for his civil judgment and mandate a new one within 7 days.
Letitia James contended that the former president failed to demonstrate that Knight Specialty Insurance Company, the firm backing his bond, possessed sufficient resources to pay the bond if Trump's appeal proved unsuccessful. Trump and his co-defendants had posted a $175 million bond on April 1st. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A man who set himself ablaze outside the New York City courthouse where former President Donald Trump is facing criminal charges has succumbed to his injuries, police confirmed on Saturday.
A New York Police Department spokesperson stated that Maxwell Azzarello from St. Augustine, Florida, died from burn injuries sustained after he lit himself on fire in a designated protest area at Collect Pond Park across from Manhattan Criminal Court on Friday afternoon. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A chaotic scene unfolded at a park in Greenbelt, Maryland on Friday afternoon when gunshots erupted amidst a large crowd of high school students gathered for an unsanctioned Senior Skip Day event.
Five teenagers sustained injuries in the incident, according to police reports. Law enforcement officers from multiple agencies had arrived at Schrom Hills Park to monitor the assembly of 500 to 600 students when the gunfire broke out, as stated by Greenbelt Police Chief Richard Bowers. The situation rapidly escalated from an unauthorized student gathering to a scene of violence and trauma. Kyle Norris reporting.
The House passed legislation Saturday that would ban TikTok in the United States if the popular social media platform's China-based owner fails to sell its stake within a year, though the app's removal is unlikely anytime soon.
House Republicans' decision to incorporate TikTok into a larger foreign aid package, a priority for President Joe Biden with broad congressional backing for Ukraine and Israel, expedited the ban after an earlier version had stalled in the Senate. Ann Parker reporting.
In a groundbreaking union election on Friday evening, Volkswagen workers in Chattanooga, Tennessee voted to join the United Auto Workers Union.
The workers cast 2,628 votes in favor of union representation and 985 against, according to a spokesperson for the National Labor Relations Board. The employer will commence bargaining in good faith with the union, with parties having 5 days to file objections to the election. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Tesla slashed $2,000 off the prices of three of its five models in the United States, another indication of the challenges confronting the electric vehicle maker led by billionaire Elon Musk.
The company reduced the prices of the Model Y, a small SUV which is Tesla's most popular model and the top-selling electric vehicle in the U.S., as well as the models X and S, its older and more expensive models. Prices for the Model 3 sedan and the Cybertruck remained unchanged, Paul Gomez reported.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.